The definition of a child soldier is simple, but the aspects that make a child soldier are many. A child soldier is a child, of course, as the name implies, who has been forced somehow, who has been exploited to participate in fighting. To work with the fighting forces in one way or the other. Child soldiers, most of them carry guns, and sometimes we refer to child soldiers as both victims and perpetrators in one. Victims in the sense that their childhood is being exploited, by way that they've been forced because they are children. They are drugged, they are given drugs, and at the same time forced to commit atrocities. I mean, child soldiers commit atrocities most times under the influence of alcohol, under the influence of drugs, and sometimes also they have no choice because they know their commanders as their parents. You know, they've lost contact with their parents, they don't know their parents, they see their commanders as their parents, so their innocence about family relationships and all of this is being exploited and converted to committing atrocities. Child soldiers, some of them are known to have committed horrific atrocities, killing, maiming people. But this is the act of a perpetrator. So in one way you can say a child soldier is a perpetrator, but in another way is a victim. And in most times, in most cases, humanitarian organizations and NGOs such as MADAM look at the side of the victim aspect, and most times we don't consider the perpetrator aspect because it's all exploiting the innocence, the childhood, and converting that into achieving the objectives of the warring factions.